What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Eric Conkle, Tulsa Golden Hurricane out of the AAC, the American Conference. Coach, good to see you again, man.
It's great to be on your show, Boss Man. Thanks for having me.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, man, I got to ask you, man, 13-3, 10-1, 7-2 in the tough American Conference, man. I know you're happy with how you guys are playing down with this whole season, man. Only losing three games. Could have won two of those games that you lost as well.
Yeah, you always look back on those, right? And there's some moments you'd like to have back, but we've had more good moments than not. And the guys have, we've got a talented group of guys that love to compete, have chosen to sacrifice for one another, for the greater good of the program and the team. And we're at the halfway part of conference play and a lot of season left.
No doubt. In this new world, Coach, of NIL and Portal, how is it to get guys to buy into the process of getting better every day, stacking days every day, not just trying to worry about the future, but being in that moment trying to go 1-0 today?
I think it's one of the biggest challenges. Now, I think so much of it is recruiting and evaluating, or evaluating then recruiting guys that are self-motivated to improve, because that's what this is all about. There is no standing still. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. But many times guys are very individually motivated to improve. It's how they will they choose to improve within the construct of the team and the team's goals, and how that fits. And I think that's the greatest challenge when you have so many new pieces each year. But thankfully, we've been able to identify a group of guys that fit really well together in skill set, but more importantly, fit together personality-wise. They communicate. They've gotten to know each other really, really well, very quickly, and have built a good bit of trust.
And you know what? When I watch your guys and when I watch your games, like, I can tell by the timeouts and the benches that your guys are into it. They're connected. And I can see from the outside how much you've done work for those guys to really be a oneness, where it's not about me, not the disease of me, but about the team. So talk about that piece. It has a little harder today with having a new team every year, trying to get guys to be on the same page, connect, be together, and really be for my brother on the court. But when I watch you guys play, I see it.
Well, I think it's a great testament to the guys. And then just the overall environment we have here at Tulsa. It's a smaller private school. There's a great community here. You feel connected. You feel a part of something. The president to the AD, everybody knows each other's names. Like, you just feel a part of something. But then you also feel a great responsibility to the city. We have a million people here in Tulsa. Our guys are very recognizable. There's great history in Tulsa basketball. And it's important here. And then you go within the walls of our team. Again, it's the players. The players and the way they've been raised in this game, the competitiveness and their desire to win really is a big part of what we're trying to do.
No doubt. And, you know, this year, Coach, I noticed you out won some very close clutch time games. Talk about just getting that experience for your guys to win in tight situations to where now's games become more important in February into March. They've had experience already because we can do it in practice. It's a situational driven practice, but we know it's not the same as when the refs and the other judges are there. So, but your guys have succeeded in winning time plays. Talk about the importance for your guys to grow in that manner already this year.
Well, you're right, boss man. I mean, it's you grow through struggle, and we've been able to have some close games where we're put in some tough situations, and through practice, the guys executed. I can think of a few instances just off the top of my head, offensively or defensively, situational basketball, and then of course we lost a couple games there some weeks ago. We battled adversity that way, and those things are important. It's all part of the journey. Be able to grow through all types of experiences. And, you know, again, it's a testament to the guys because we've asked a lot of them, very demanding here of a certain standard, and the guys are absolutely accepting it.
No doubt. And for you and your staff, it has to be fun trying to put together these pieces of late game. If we need a two or a three, if we down by this much, who do we go with? How about that chess matches as a coach and your staff trying to figure out those things with that really matter to try to figure out those right key lineups to really win these games that are tight like that?
It's a fun part of the game. I mean, it's, in my opinion, of course, the greatest game where you have to play offense and defense. There's different flow, and then there's different special situations. And a lot of sports have that. But, you know, we talk about the 80-20, boss man, you know, 80% of the game. You know, what is our philosophy? What are we trying to be great at? What is going to ring true in most every game we play? And then there's that 20% of special situations and nuance. And that's something that's ongoing. It's something that you continue to evaluate your team and figure out, you know, from which way does a guy run and shoot best to what little situations we might be able to emphasize. And that's the real fun. And we've got a lot of games hopefully to play, and we're going to keep working on that.
Now, I was talking about this with one of our listeners here the other day, Coach, about you all just see the great shot. But you don't see the great screen. Or the great bluff or the great cut got the open three to win the game. I think fans sometimes don't see the nuance of the game that you and I see of how every man has a key role to getting the great shot that we want to make. Make a miss, whatever. At least we got the great shot. I don't think the fans don't understand the nuance of the screening, the backside actions, and how these things come together to see that great shot you see on SportsCenter after it splashes in.
Well, when we talk to our players about watching games on their own, and there's a great difference is typically fans will watch the ball, like where the ball goes, where the ball moves, who has the ball in their hand when the shot goes up. But I think the trained eye of coaching and great players, they're able to see the ball in one corner of their eye, but see how everything else is moving, watch the other nine players on the floor that do not have the ball in their hands and what is going on. And there's so much nuance in this game. There's so many ways to play. There's so many different ways to be good. And I guess that's the hardest thing in coaching is just trying to pare it down into the simple and be able to project that to the players so they can execute.
No doubt. You're doing a good job sharing the ball, too. I'm seeing multiple guys in double figures. Look about those selections of your guys who really want to share the basketball, get others involved, and going for the most good, the great shots that you want to have. So how about that, your guys being willing to do that as well, because I'm seeing it described by the stats. Most guys in double figures, that means the ball's moving around and that ball's popping.
It's the best basketball, and I think it's the hardest thing to guard. And, you know, we've had a number of nights with four and five guys in double figures. We've got a lot of production being spread across our team. Of course, we have three guys that are pretty consistent in double figures, but then we have four, five, and the fourth, fifth, and sixth leading scorers are there often. And so we've talked about having strength in numbers, being really unselfish, continuing to sacrifice a good shot for a great shot. And it's a challenging thing when you've got a level of talented offensive players that could really get a decent shot on their own, you know, most times down the floor. But it's really, again, a testament to the guys to buying in, to making each other look as good as possible by getting great shots and sharing the ball.
And also by your stats, you're shooting very well too. Did you kind of know when you recruited these, this team is going to be a great shooting team the way it is right now, and how these guys are shooting, knocking them things down? So I feel like the shooting you have is very much well. Is also called defense's conflict because you guys can shoot and get off the bounce as well.
So when we look to put this team together, and everybody will prioritize, you need guys that can shoot, but we really went all in on that, and then we went in with a couple guys that. Shot it fine, but they were really good at getting downhill. So we were looking at those two pieces of guys that could really shoot and some guys that could really get downhill. And then you sprinkle in some guys that naturally had some good passing. And it's simple in a way to say it, but it was very complex as we were going through it. It's a testament to the staff. My assistant coaches did a great job evaluating this group, but we absolutely prioritized shooting. We needed more of it than what we've had. But we've got a number of guys that we feel really good about when they light it up from three.
And doing a good job rebounding the basketball. We mean, you both know the possession game is very important. Offensively getting rebounds, defensively getting rebounds, and getting up those push aheads as well. So talk about the focus on getting rebounds offensively and defensively for your guys and getting out in transition and getting in space and getting into your early offense to get great shots that way as well.
Well, first on the offensive end, this is a team that we've emphasized offensive rebounding more than any other team. And you see that across basketball. I know you're seeing it in the NBA. And we're strategic with it. We have certain guys that crash at certain times. But when they go, we want them to go. Now, on a defensive standpoint, that was something, and it's still ongoing, trying to figure out a way for us to be the best version of us. Some teams really align with, hey, we're going to look to turn people over. It's not something, turnovers and block shots are not one of our strengths, but we're really trying to play, guard the paint, contest shots, and try to limit them to one by being really good on the defensive glass.
No doubt. And also offensive for you, limiting turnovers has been just something you've been doing good all year long about, because we both know live ball ones are killers. You can't defend those. So talk about your guys valuing that basketball and not giving you too many of them live ball situations where you can't defend them in transition.
Well, I'm in my office right now, and I've got this board. In the first thing and the most important thing that I think dictates the game is protecting the basketball. I mean, we want to talk about defense first, and we typically do. But if you turn that ball over on a live ball, like you said, it is a pick six. Teams are scoring or getting fouled immediately, and so protecting the basketball. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. We want to share it. But we want to play with some tempo so that if we got a great shot, let's take it before we turn it over.
No doubt. I know you got a big trip coming to FAU here to play down in Boca. So tell us about what you see for those guys on the film and the job they're doing this year.
Yeah, this is a big road trip for us. We'll practice and leave tomorrow to go down to FAU. And very talented team. They've played some really good basketball. They've had some big wins this year. I know they've got a couple injuries here in the last week. Expect them to be healthy, but really good team. Coach Jacobs does a great job. They're a tough team to score on. They got a lot of length and athleticism, and it's always tough to go down to FAU.
No doubt. Coach Conkle, thank you for your time as always, buddy. Glad to see you again, man. I hope you keep doing well. Hope to talk to you again in March, hopefully, after you win that tournament, man.
Let's do it, boss, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, see you, buddy. Thanks as always, buddy.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.